And then the other thing that I was talking about this morning, oh my God, we haven't actually mentioned this, but we haven't mentioned Steve Irwin dying.
No.
If you just watched Radio 1, Steve Irwin, the crocodile guy, the Australian fella, is dead. He was killed while he was filming a documentary, and he was underwater, and he got stung by a stingray barb, but supposedly, it stabbed him through his chest. Mm.
Pierced through his heart, apparently.
So he's dead.
Mm. I think it's really sad, though. I really liked Steve Irwin. I thought he was excellent on the telly.
Got in the car this morning, and my driver... I was late, right? I'm not late for the show, but I'm late for getting in. It's like 6:30, 27, something like that. And so I'm, like, a bit panicky and half asleep, and the driver goes, "You know that crocodile guy?" Pardon? "You know that crocodile guy?" "The crocodile guy?" "Which... what crocodile... what? Mick Dundee?" "No, the crocodile guy." "What, Steve Irwin?" "Yeah. Yeah, well, I know of him." "Yeah, what about him?" "Yeah, he's dead." "What?" "Yeah, he's dead." And I thought, he must have that wrong. He went, "He's only 24. 24? You heard that right? "Oh, maybe he heard it wrong." And I'm thinking, you know. Anyway, got into work, and he told me this morning, didn't he?
Yep. He was 44.
That's quite sad. Mm. I mean, granted, he's crackers. But didn't he do loads of good stuff for Australian wildlife and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and he was known, I mean, he's obviously known here, he's known throughout the world, and he was very passionate, wasn't he, about everything he did.
Because he had a zoo and all that, didn't he, and stuff. Because he got into trouble that time, didn't he, for having the having his kids near the crocodiles and everything.
Yeah, he was holding a baby, wasn't he?
But he was a great watch, wasn't he, on the telly?
Mm.
Just shows you, you know, whatever your religion is, you know, but mine is Roman Catholic. Just, you know, God has got a sick sense of humour, hasn't he? This guy who hangs out with crocodile, killer crocodiles all day, dies from, you know, a big squid.
Yeah, they're dangerous, aren't they? Stingrays?
I tell you how dangerous they are, he's dead.
Well, yeah. Mm.
But isn't that ironic? Here's a guy who puts his head in the mouth of a crocodile.
Mm.
"Look at this. Danger, danger." By the way, John Culshaw's lost an impression. He does a great Steve Irwin. I watched him because of John's brain. I've never heard of the guy before.
Had you not?
No. Look at this little critter here. "I'm going to stick my head inside the crocodile's mouth." I go, "What the hell do you want to do that for?" And then he's... dies while he's filming underwater, and then a little fish comes up and kills him. No, I think that's sad. And he's got a wife and kids and stuff.